Maker of all heaven and earth, we invite you to be here with us this morning. Your people have gathered, Lord, and we all desire your presence. Open our hearts and minds that we may learn to how to love you more. Amen. The Old Testament reading is Ruth, chapter 1, 8 through 18. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-laws, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find security, each of you, in the house of your husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud. They said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Do I have sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. Even if I thought there was hope for me, and even if I should have a husband tonight and bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you then refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, it has been far more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of the Lord has turned against me." Then they wept again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. And so Naomi said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you, or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well. Even if death parts me from you." When Naomi heard that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. The word of the Lord. The New Testament reading is from Luke, first chapter. This is New Testament numbering, page 43. And this will be a little hop around. It'll be 23 to 25, then 36 to 45, then 56. So let's start with 23, which is by the top of the second column. When Zechariah's time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably upon me and took away the disgrace that I have endured among my people." And now we go to 36. About halfway down, a little more than halfway. "And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to Judea, a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sounds of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The word of the Lord.